Tori Petri here in Allen Park with Mike O'Hare to discuss some more free agency news. A few re-signings today. First, let's talk about linebacker Tahir Whitehead re-signing.
You know, here's a guy who got an opportunity to play 2 years ago when Stephen Tulloch went out in the third game, went out for the season, stepped in, did a nice job. Didn't quite have the same opportunity all of 2015 with Tulloch back, but the playing time he got, I thought he maximized it. I just went back and looked at some of his snap counts, and late in the season, including the last game against Chicago, he played all but two or three snaps on defense, which showed you that the defensive staff had not lost faith in him. So here's a guy, an original fifth-round draft pick from a very strong 2012 fifth round. And if you look at all the players who have been on the market this year from that round, here's a guy who's took advantage of it, has gotten a good contract out of it. He did it with his performance, not with his words.
He really has worked his way up. I remember back in training camp 2014, him coming from being mostly a special teams player into playing linebacker and then taking over that starting role when Stephen Tulloch went down. And I think one of the things to note about him is his versatility, just his ability to play all over the different linebacker positions, but also being valuable on special teams.
You know, that too, Troy, that's a good point. And also, you know, with DeAndre Levy coming back to play, you know, weak side, outside, however you want to define it, they've really got now a couple of guys in place, you know, to go with what else they have. But I think it's overall a really good, solid signing.
Agree. And I think that could have been a guy who could have landed at any other team. So
the other thing is, too, and now look, everything you read on the internet and Twitter isn't exactly accurate, but you saw that other teams are interested in him, too. Whether he actually made visits, who the heck knows? But he landed here in Detroit.
Exactly. And he did note when he was leaving at the end of this season, he told reporters that he would like to play the Mike linebacker position, that he's played all over, but that is the spot that he sees himself as. So it should be interesting to see if that's where he ends up playing here with the Lions. I know Josh Bynes got some reps there last year as well, so it should be interesting to see how that plays out.
And as always, we have the draft starts on April
28th,
So you'll never know.
Of course. All right, moving on now. Also backup quarterback Dan Orlovsky getting re-signed. What do you think about that one, Mike?
Well, one of my all-time favorite players. And look, I like Danny O. I think he's like Sean Hill before him here. Just a great, great team guy and a terrific guy to have as your backup. Just a real quick story. When he was left here, he went to Indianapolis and Houston in reverse order. And when he won a game for the Colts to keep him from being, you know, another 0-16 team. But his last game of the season was the Colts and the Texans. After the game was over and Danny started that game, players from both teams came up and hugged him and all that. That's what a valuable teammate Orlovsky's been and how he's regarded among. Look, you hope he doesn't play. You want Matthew Stafford to take all the snaps again, but he's great insurance and he is great in that meeting room.
Good to have a veteran back there, and I guess now we understand why Dano was in the airport tweeting about expensive airport
$8.95 for a sandwich. Danny O, you cheapskates. Tip the girl. Did you give her $1.05? Give her a 10 and say keep the change?
Hopefully he did.
Well, he's got four kids. Maybe not.
Well, hey, he's got a new contract now, so
good
there we
him.
Go. All right, moving on to the next one, re-signing of a cornerback, Cresden Butler, a guy who made a big play last year. You might remember it. In the game against the Green Bay Packers, knocking down that two-point conversion to kind of seal that game in Green Bay. He made a big play there.
He really did. There was a little more to go, a missed field goal by Mason Crosby, and the Lions finally broke that drought there in Green Bay. But, look, here's a guy who had a chance to play. It was his first game as a Detroit Lion, stepped up, played 8-9 snaps, but one very big snap with a pass breakup in the end zone to keep the two-point lead for the Lions. We'll see what happens going forward. I think he's here for depth and competition at cornerback. Probably nothing guaranteed. We don't know. But, you know, look, there's nothing wrong with coaching staff developing players either. They don't just come into the league as the finished product. They come in as something, and he had a role here. We'll see if he continues that role.
All right, last one we will discuss here today, and that is re-signing of long snapper Don Muehlbach. That's one you kind of expect when it comes into free agency with the Lions here, that Don Muehlbach's going to be back as your long snapper.
Well, absolutely. And the, you know, the salary cap impact, you get into that is minimum, you know, because you're going to, it's the minimum, you know, veteran benefit and all that. And it's to keep veterans in the league. When their salary goes up, the impact isn't commensurate with their salary. Look, when he was signed by, you know, Matt Millen during the season, when he came in and he worked out for the Lions, they called him the Nolan Ryan of long snappers. And that he gets it back there. I mean, every kid who comes in here either tries out or makes the roster as a kicker or punter will tell you the ball gets back in a hurry. Here he is, still going strong. He was a Pro Bowl long snapper 2-3 years ago. Good for Don Muehlbach.
keep your three specialists together. You get some depth at cornerback. Bring back your backup quarterback, and you got a guy that could play your Mike linebacker.
You know, and I think if you look at all four of these re-signings, if you perform, no matter what your role is, if you perform your role, you've got a chance to stay in pro football.
There we go. All right, stay tuned to the Lions website for more on free agency. For Mike O'Hara and DetroitLions.com, I'm Tori Petrie.